Here's the thing, Adam. I meant to put this on the Trello and I didn't. So just as an aside here, I know we're in the middle of the birthday segment, but I'll forget this if I don't say this one. Do you know that no one ever talks about the first of the month?
No one ever talks about
nobody
the first
ever talks because I was on the very first. I was on the January 1st edition of the Big Fatty Show, and he's like, "Well, I gotta play. I had that rabbit thing from Scotty. It's like it's the only thing he ever had. Because no one else ever talks about the first of the month. We don't ever say rabbit. Nobody ever says anything. So podcasters, if you want a guaranteed spot on the front of the BFO, all you got to do is talk about the first of the month. Say something about the first of the month.
I love the first of the month.
The first of the month is you know, it's like a fresh start. It's like a fresh start in the month.
Yeah.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
The real saying is pinch and a punch for the first day of the month.
Rabbit. Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1918 of the BFO for Monday the 1st of June 2015, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the weekend, and there was something in the Villa P.O. box. Hello, postal patrons. Betty,
you said it wrong. It's not the Villa P.O. Box. It's the Villa Mailbox. Oh, yeah, I guess. Poor Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, did you remember
to say rabbit, or pinch and a punch for the first of the month? No returns.
Betty. Betty.
Or are you going to have bad luck this month?
Big Fatty, we always remember to say it.
Y'all, I hope you said it, because Tamari the tooth is the full moon.
Beep, Betty.
But anyway, y'all, I'm here in the Fat Villa on Sunday afternoon. Casey, you know, the 31st of May was Casey and Denver's celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, he posted on the Twitty, that Mr. Man got him an Apple Snack watch and made him a Forrest. I'm typing this in because I meant to. Forrest Gump cake.
Big Fatty, a cake?
Forrest Gump chocolate cake. All right. And then, y'all, I don't know what the fuck a Forrest Gump fudge cake is, but y'all, it's right here. My favorite chocolate recipes. I'm just gonna look at it here.
Big Fatty, we love a recipe. Nobody else does that.
Forrest Gump's fudge cake. And, y'all, it says, it's 2 ounces of unsweetened chocolate, 2/3 of a cup of shortening. What makes it Forrest Gump? I don't know.
Big Fatty, it's got lots of chocolate in it.
Well, you know, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Big Fatty.
But it looked delicious.
Yes, Big Fatty, we love cake.
Casey and Denver, I hope.
Yes, Big Fatty, I hope he had an extra piece for me and Squeaky.
Maybe he rubbed his enormous penis.
Big Fatty, you have to ruin everything.
But anyway. Y'all, let's just move on to the to tell you about.
Yes, Big Fatty, please move away. Move Casey and Denver's enormous penis away from the Forrest Gump cake.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, after I recorded the Thursday night show, y'all, I don't think y'all, I slept real well Thursday night. You know, sometimes I don't sleep worth a shit, but Thursday night I slept lovely, just lovely. And then on Friday in the coal mine, y'all, it was a pretty good day in the coal mine. Larry Clyde was off, and old Veda was there, and Oh, we got a big project that we were hoping to get taken care of before the end of the month. We got it finished, and it was really nice to have that behind us. So, and you know, it wasn't a big project, but it was just one that it's what I call monkey work, y'all. And you know, here's one thing I'm gonna say about monkey work. It's redundant, and it's just something. But it's stuff that has to be done. And I think that the higher you go up the food chain, the less monkey work you have to do. But y'all, it's something that everybody, I don't care if you're at the top of the heap or at the bottom rung of the totem pole. Big fatty, do totem poles have rungs? Something like that. But y'all, I think everybody ought to do a little monkey work every now and then to just realize that how monotonous and crappy it is sometimes. So anyway, that's my take on that. Yes, Big Fatty, move forward. Y'all, then after the coal mine, y'all on the way home, I went by the Hag East. Yes, Big Freddy! Can you hear that? Yes, Big Freddy, we hear it, y'all. Went by the Hag East on my way home from the coal mine. Y'all, it didn't need a whole lot, but I picked up a couple of things. They had their pork tenderloins on sale, so I got a package of that. Y'all, it looks like just one, but there's actually two of them. In each package. Y'all, I got some Brussels sprouts. They won't sell. Y'all, I had a coupon for some of those Atkins meals. And y'all, they had an Atkins pizza pie. So I'm not quite sure what that's all about. But y'all, they were buy one, get one free. And y'all, then I had a coupon that if you bought two I Say Chew, you got a dollar off. So y'all, I took it to the man, so to speak. Y'all, I've got a little stain on one of the carpets here in the Big Fatty. How did you do that? Y'all, I have no idea. Have no idea how I did this. Anyway, there's a stain on one of the carpets here, and so I'm working to try to get this up. And y'all, I got some carpet cleaner, but it didn't work 100%. But y'all, that's all I bought. So I only spent $20.90. But y'all, I saved $9.02. Big Fatty, that's wonderful. But y'all, that is not as good as Dan from that It's All About Med little show. Y'all, he sent me an e-letter on Sunday, and he says, I'm putting Big Fatty to shame. Y'all, he went to the Safeway, he spent $31.09, but he saved $44.59, which is wonderful, absolutely wonderful. But y'all, then you look at what he bought, because you know he's a 1%er, y'all. He bought two mini watermelons. He bought New York strip steak, boneless New York strip steaks. And y'all, here's the strange thing. He bought 10 pounds of butter.
Big Fatty, what does he need 10 pounds of butter for?
I don't know. But he bought 10 pounds of butter.
Big Fatty, maybe he's using it as a lubricant. Big Fatty, I can't believe I said he's using butter as lubrication. He's probably making steak butter for his boneless steaks. That's probably it.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all on the way to the Hag East.
Big Fatty, I still can't get over it being the Hag East rather than the Von's East.
Well, all right, we'll call it the Von's East.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Y'all went by the P.O. box. Y'all, I thought I'd close this thing or towed it to forward everything, but y'all, it's not doing that yet. But y'all, there was a package in there from the Minnesota's Big Betty. Who's it from? I don't know, but we're gonna open it up right now. Y'all, it's wrapped in a grocery bag. Y'all, and I swear to you, it's taped up. It's if the skull had taped it up. Y'all, it is just Yasmin Freddy. It's impossible to open. Y'all, I'm struggling. I'm just struggling with it right now. And y'all, it's let's just see what it is. Big Freddy, this is exciting. All right, y'all, it's underpants. It is under Big Freddy. Big Fatty, let's just see what it is. It's some sort of underpants. It says, the most critical piece of clothing you'll put on today. The original Under Armour. Big Fatty, Under Armour underpants. All right, let's just open it up and just see what we got here. Big Fatty, I don't know if it's underpants or if it's just the underpants box. Well, let's just see what it is here. Oh, no, Big Fatty, it's not underpants. All right, it's not underpants. Let's just see what we got here. Y'all, it's wrapped up, and let's just see here what we got here. Big Fatty, it's in tissues. And we're opening up the tissues now. Big Fatty, look, it's a little book. Y'all, it's a little book, and let's just see what this little book is. And how do I open this little book? Big Fatty, we don't know. I don't want to break it. Oh, here we go. Big Fatty, it's from Gus Chad. It is from Gus Chad. And it's a little, oh my gosh, this is gorgeous. Oh my gosh. Y'all, it is a tiny, it's probably 2 inches by an inch and a half. And it says, Hamming It Up with Big Fatty is the name of the book. And y'all, you open it up. Oh, Big Fatty, you got it upside down. And it says, Big Fatty, Toppy here. We're raising rabbits for your show. Big Fatty, rabbit. And it says, Hamming It Up with Big Fatty by Gus Chad. And y'all, he has hand-painted all of this stuff. And it says, Brother Sinatus, I bet you know this song. And, y'all, it's a moose. It's a moose talking. And then there's Brother Sinatus. It says, I do indeed. It's the Big Fatty Show opener. And, y'all, it's cue the opening song. Big Fatty, that's lovely. And, y'all, then there's a penguin and a squirrel. And it says, oh, it's not a squirrel. It's a beaver. Big Fatty. It says, Ms. Beaver, and I feel the lodge. What? I don't know what that says. Miss Beaver and I feel the lodge weren't. Y'all, I can't see. I don't have the light on. Big Fatty. Well, Gus Chad, I'm going to go through this and I'm just going to continue to look at it. Y'all, there's pictures of the laughing Buddha and of old Veda. And the jalopy, and there's the sea hag, and the Kyle and the Hawaiian. Y'all, this is the cutest little thing. Gus Chad, I cannot believe you. Big Fatty, he's always very popular. Anyway, thank you so much. That is just lovely. I've got, y'all, I'm going to have to give you a report. I'm going to have to give you a report on this after I have a chance to sit down and look at it with some, with a light on. Anyway, yes, Big Fatty. But let me finish telling you about the weekend. Gus Chad, first of all, thank you so much. That you're just the sweetest thing in the world. Friday night, I was just here at the Fat Villain. Y'all, I was just a sloth. I was an absolute sloth. I watched some things on the TV machine, and I went to bed early, and it was just lovely. And y'all got up Saturday morning, and y'all, I had my coffee and read the newspaper and everything. And what did I do on Saturday now? Let me think. I did some running around. On Saturday, I was just here around the Fat Villa, and y'all, all of a sudden on the Grin Doctor, I hear brr, Big Fatty, cue the music.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yeah, yes! Okay, all right, calm down. Y'all, had an airline pilot. Yes, okay. Say, Herbert Runner, and he said, "We want to come over to my hotel." I said, "Yes." And y'all went over there, and y'all, it was just lovely, lovely. He was a hunky little thing. I don't know what he saw in Big Fat. Big Fatty, there's no accounting for taste. But y'all, it was just lovely. And y'all, then after that, I called old Veda. I said, Veda, y'all, because I needed to go to the Target, and I had a 10% off coupon that was going to expire on the 31st of May, and I said, because I know he's getting ready to go down there to the G'day's, and he was needing to do some shopping, and I said, would you like to go? I've got the 10% off coupon. He said, yes! So y'all, I went by, left the hotel, and went by and picked up Veda. And Big Fatty, did you smell like sex? I don't know. I picked Veda up, and we went to the Target. And y'all, the one thing that I wanted to get, they didn't have what I wanted. So I didn't end up using the 10% coupon at all. Veda used it, and I think he saved $2 or something like that. But y'all, you know, $2 is too. Fuck $2. Y'all, then I got home here. I was running a little bit late, but I did that stick it with a poke, little show. And let's see, who was on there? Big Fatty, this is where you get in trouble. It's true. Of course, Gavin and Jim. Jim is on his way up to the Fest Fest up there in the Michigan. He's going to go see Timmy. Big Fatty, Timmy Sims goes to Fest Fest. No, I don't think Timmy Sims goes to Fest Fest, but Lexi might. Big Fatty. Jim was there, and Gavin, and we had Blind Guy Jay, and toppy smell, yelp. And it seems like there was somebody. We tried to get to carry an umbrella with us. It seems like there was somebody else in there with us too, and I don't remember who it was. Big Fatty, you always get in trouble when you don't remember. But Dr. Stone was in the chat room, and Mags, and who else was in the chitter chat room? Oh, Mr. Mike. Mr. Mike was doing an excellent job with the pwn on Saturday night. That was just lovely. We talked a little bit about the upcoming Big Weenie Weekend at the Horror Hotel, and evidently Gavin is beginning to touch himself inappropriately thinking about all that, and I think he's really looking forward to it. Y'all, I'm trying to get, you know, because Gavin has said he's not coming to the Pride 48 in Las Vegas. I'm trying to get Jim. Oh, they got you. Obviously I didn't finish telling you about all that, y'all. And I even had another package here. Big Fatty, we gotta wait till tomorrow. It's true, because I forgot to open it. Big Fatty, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. And Poodle and I and the Squeakies will be back here on Tuesday for the Full Moon Show. So there you have it. And we'll open this package. Big Fatty, I wish you hadn't forgotten that. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard those kids from over there, the Dubious Intentions Positive Get Tested. Daniel, did you say rabbit, huh?
The real saying is pinch and a punch for the first day of the month.
Oh, thank you for that public service announcement. No returns.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.